This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9, breakfast with the Murphys this morning, Monday morning. Oh, I'm so wrapped. 24 degrees we're heading for today.
You can feel it, can't you?
Yeah. Yesterday was Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to Colin James down there in Bowie.
And Jeffrey Robert.
And all the dads out there.
And all the dads.
Smashing job you're doing.
So we thought today, in honour of our fathers, our dear dads, we're going to read some dad jokes, some bad dad jokes.
They're not necessarily. They're
quite good, actually.
They're pitching this as the best dad jokes of all time. Right. So we'll see how this
and
goes.
If you want to send through your bad dad or great bad dad joke or dad joke or whatever joke.
Oh, my God, this is becoming like a Dr. Seuss book.
Brad. You can do it on 0427 joy949 on joy.org.au. Do you want to kick it off?
I do. What did the drummer call his twin daughters?
What?
And a one and a two. Yes, I featured in the
dear.
Oh, God. How did Darth Vader know what Luke got him for Christmas?
I don't know.
Oh, he felt his presence.
Oh, I like that.
I like it a lot.
Did you hear about the chameleon who couldn't change colour?
No.
He had a reptile dysfunction.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. That's coming from you. That's funny.
That's actually really funny.
Thanks. Okay, got another one there?
Yes, I do. let's keep moving.
Okay.
I wanted to go on a diet, but I feel like I have way too much on my plate right now. That speaks to me in so many languages.
You want to hear
it's
a joke?
That was written for me.
Yeah, it is. It was, actually. It was.
It could have been written by me. Okay.
Do you want to hear a joke about construction?
Yes.
I'm still working on it.
Oh, boom, Tish. Oh,
I actually really love that.
What's Forrest Gump's password? One, Forrest, one. Keep them coming through. If you want to send in your dad joke, 0427 joy949, honourandjoy.org.au.
One, Forrest, one. Hi, I'm Rebecca Jughead, and this is Postcards for White Privilege. Well, it looks like Dictator Dan has locked us all away again. What will we do? It's so hard for all of us locked in our mansions in Brighton. Firstly, it's made it really difficult to be an influencer when I've had to sneak my makeup artist in as a carer. I mean, imagine if I had to do my makeup myself. It's also been really hard for me as I haven't been able to have the cleaners in and I've had to do all of it. For the first 2 weeks of lockdown, it was a nightmare as I kept cleaning the toaster because I thought it was the oven. Then, to make matters worse, our nanny has been in ISO. So not only am I doing all the homeschooling, but I've even had to learn the children's names. Juddy and my sex life has also been affected, as one night, Juddy told me to head to the bedroom and wait on the bed ready for him to ravish me. Well, he forgot to say which of the 17 bedrooms he wanted me in, and by the time he found me, I was asleep. Outrageous. Anyway, hurry up, Dan, and open up as me and my wag posse are all missing out on serious latte time at the Middle Brighton Baths. I'm Rebecca Jughead, and this is Postcards for White Privilege.
Melbourne's most entertaining radio show.
Right, Ruff.
Joy Breakfast with the Murphys.
We're talking about if you had, it was your last meal.
And you could work.
You could eat anything
order
you want.
Anything you liked.
What would you, they're playing, I'm telling you now, people are loving this topic.
They are. And Mari said, good morning, Murphys. Good morning to you. For my last meal, I'd order a selection of exotic fruits, all served on the chest of Zac Efron.
Oh.
Yes, you would.
Durian fruit?
And
would you do
I'm
durian
coming
fruit?
To help you eat those as well.
There's not a meal she's going to miss, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen.
No, there's not a meal. There is definitely, I'm not going to miss Charlie's last meal either. I love Indians, so I would have an Indian banquet for 8 people to myself. You've
Anna
got
Murphy's
the
there.
Last meal guru. No, I can't be a guru.
No,
what
can
I be?
Just a...
just an air tasker.
Just an air tasker.
Food tasker.
Food tasker. Dump trucker. Here... Carol sent through this. My last meal would be my girlfriend. Oh, on you, Carol. Now on, you're
Carol.
Talking.
I'm not going to be there for that one. All right, hang on. Maybe I will.
0427 Joy 949 on joy.org. You keep them coming through. What's your last meal?
I remember the conversations we were doing.
No.
Okay, let's get back to the game of mental giants.
Can I just touch base? Betty has said, Happy Monday, has sent through another fairly
Betty,
scantily clothed firefighter.
She's got more of a collection than I do.
It's amazing. Keep them coming.
Betty's back catalogue of naked men. Hey?
Thank
All
you.
Right. Back into mental
I don't know whether I'm going to be any good this round. I've just seen
Here
that
Here we
picture.
Go. What is the most populous city in Canada? Is it Toronto, Ontario, Quebec or Vancouver?
Toronto.
Anna Murphy, I feel like you just let some of the tunes
in. I was trying to work out between Vancouver or Toronto, actually.
That's a good one.
The Da Vinci Code opens with a murder in which museum? Is it the Guggenheim, the Louvre, the Van Gogh Museum, or the Metropolitan Museum of Art?
It's the Louvre.
I hate all these questions, and I hate this one because you two are going to get this straight away. From which TV
well,
show?
Did pre-production.
Oh my god! From which TV show is the Family of Roses?
Oh,
Schitt's Creek.
Right, this might stump you. This could be the decider. Actually,
oh.
Here we go. You ready for the last question? After The Simpsons, what is the longest running TV show? Is it Law and Order, Grey's Anatomy, Criminal Minds, NCIS? Be very careful how you answer this one.
I think I read something the other day and I feel like it's NCIS.
And I'm going to say Grey's Anatomy because I don't have much grey matter.
But I do think it could have been Law and Order.
All right.
It's out of those two.
Oh, well, so which one are you picking again?
NCIS. Right. I've got a feeling it's that one.
Do you want the scores now?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
Now, just remember, we all had a bad day yesterday, so be nice.
7-7. It's an absolute tie. Well done.
I'm taking that as a win.
I'm taking it as a win too.
The answers were, if you want to know them, I'm not going to read the questions. It takes too long. 3 times Pride, 88, Medusa, Kid, 104, Toronto, The Louvre, Schitt's Creek and Law and Order.
Oh.
Wow, 7-7.
That's okay. I can't think of a better person to share the victory.
Absolutely.
That's right. Can we have a simply your best? The best.
Or a simply average?
Yeah, simply mediocre. You're sharing the win.
That's mental giants for this Monday. Right now.
So you're not quite better than everyone else. You're not better than Tim.
No, you're exactly the same.
Joy Community Service Message.
Joy 94.9, Breakfast with the Murphys this morning. You never pull out of anything too early.
No, well, you do if you don't have the right music, mate.
We're about to bail on the teddy bears topic, and it's gone crazy. People are sending through their favourite teddy bears.
Well, don't we all feel like we're connected with it now that the right song's playing?
Absolutely. I blame Annie and Ando for that. I blame them. Okay.
Now, people are playing. Yes, Fiona has sent in a picture, a gorgeous picture, and I'd like more pictures, please, of her pyjama teddy. Remember the pyjama teddies? They were teddy bears that had little zips in the back, and you could put your pyjamas in them. So if you went and stayed at grandma's or somebody's house,
look, it's coming back.
You put your jammies in there, and it stuffs it out a little.
Did we have a big white one with that?
Yeah. Oh, I told you that 5 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
This is not a memory.
Little Jason from Ivanhoe.
Said, my teddy bear is called Latar. I sleep with him every night. Sometimes he holds my phone while I watch videos in bed.
Oh,
that is so cute. I love this. And Aaron said, my boyfriend has a teddy crocodile.
I'm scared of crocodiles, that he brought over from Vietnam. It reminds him of his family and his younger siblings. He does sleep with it. Drives me mental. I've been trying to get him to stop sleeping with it. So far, unsuccessfully. No teddies in the bed, but I agree with fur babies in the bed.
Oh,
don't, Aaron.
Thanks,
let
Aaron.
Him sleep with the crocodile.
All this talk of teddy bears makes me want one, but Lyle won't let me have one at home.
For those of you just joining us, welcome. Dean has an emotional support blob doll called Lyle.
Emotional support now. Okay.
That's what it was being sold to you under, wasn't it?
It wasn't under? Like that on the weekend. got more good stuff. Keep your teddy bears coming in. 0427JOY949. Honorajoy.org.au. Just went. The reason why this hasn't worked so well, this topic, is because we didn't have the music.
No, of course.
Found the music.
How dare you put the elephant marching music under
we can
a
bring
teddy
it back.
Bear segment?
I really reckon we can resurrect this topic.
Well, look, I
we
just
need
want
to throw
know,
more
what
bits
was your favourite
into it?
Teddy bear? Tell us what the name of your teddy bear was.
And do you still have it?
And do you still have it?
Do you still sleep with it?
Well, I think that's where we're losing them.
No, we're losing
no
them because
no one wants to out themselves.
Come
everyone's
on.
Like, oh, okay, yes, yeah, no. No, I can't participate.
Yeah, I wonder if maybe it just lives in someone's cupboard or maybe it's just propped up in the corner or...
Yeah, maybe, is it sitting
maybe
proudly?
Maybe we just need to give them more information about the teddy bear.
Maybe.
Do you know why the teddy bear is actually called the teddy bear?
No, I do not.
No.
Well, the first... Teddy Bear was named after President Theodore Roosevelt.
Actually, I did know that.
After he refused to shoot a bear during a Mississippi hunting trip. Oh. And they went, congrats, we'll call it Teddy Bear.
He sounds like he was a good bloke.
Yeah. Yes, he did. Does, Anna Murphy. So there you go. There's some fun facts.
Well, wow. I'm all for it. I'm all for not shooting animals.
Hey, do you remember when old mate Liz Hayes actually interviewed the teddy bears?
I'm Liz Hayes, and tonight, well, it started off as some harmless fun, a chance to bring attention and potentially large groups of people to the Wallaby theme park in Holland. But did this campaign exploit the teddy bears who were used in this promotion? We talk with one of the teddy bears, Snowball, about exactly what went on. Snowball, welcome to 60 Minutes.
Well, thanks, Miss Hayes.
So, Snowball, how have you personally been affected by the theme park's promotion?
Oh, it's not just me, Miss Hayes. It's all of us. We had no choice in the matter. They forced us onto that roller coaster. Were we exploited? Yes, big time. They told us to just sit there motionless on the roller coaster for some still shots. And before you could say Paddington, we were off like a rocket. And they lied to us.
And so exactly what happened?
Oh, it was quite tragic. So Wally, Pookie and Honey Bear, they were in the middle row. And Pookie wasn't locked in properly. So Wally and Honey desperately tried to hold Pookie down. But unfortunately, poor Pooks, his arms flung up in the air halfway through the barrel and there was stuffing everywhere.
Oh, and then what?
Well, it gets better. Jasper, Ralph and Dusty, they were all in the front row and they all have nervous teddy tummies. And as we went through the loop-de-loop, all three projectile vomited all over Oscar, Gus and Clancy. And they haven't been scotch-guarded. They are going to be scarred for life.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Oh, and to make matters worse, the theme park has made millions off our bare backs. And what do you think we get? Absolute sweet FA. Oh. Well, just one extra picnic a year. It's outrageous.
What will you do?
Well, as of today, we teddy bears are on strike and we won't come back to work until we get a 12% pay rise, including double time and a half on Sundays and three extra blow waves a month.
Or what?
Well, no child, mark my words, will get hugs. We'll no longer listen to their stupid problems and we refuse to wash, which will cause our fluffiness just to disappear. Try explaining that to the little ones.
Snowball, thank you for your time on 60 Minutes. I'm an award-winning journalist, for God's sake.
Princess Kate, Melania Trump, Harry and Meghan, and even the bananas in pyjamas. This dynamic duo gets all the big interviews. Well, sort of. Joy Breakfast with the Murphys.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy.
Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.